Then one possessed by a demon, blind and mute, was brought to him and he healed him, so that the mute man spoke and saw. And all the crowds were amazed, and said, "Can this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This man does not cast out demons, except by Beelzebul, the prince of the demons." And knowing their thoughts, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? If I by Beelzebul cast out demons, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if I by the Spirit of God cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter into the house of the strong man, and carry off his possessions, unless he first bind the strong man? And then he will plunder his house. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me, scatters. Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, neither in this age, nor in that which is to come. Either make the tree good, and its fruit good, or make the tree corrupt, and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. You offspring of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings out good things, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings out evil things. But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Then certain of the scribes and Pharisees said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, but no sign will be given it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The people of Nineveh will stand up in the judgment with this generation, and will condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and look, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with this generation, and will condemn it, for she came from a distant land to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and look, someone greater than Solomon is here. But the unclean spirit, when he is gone out of the person, passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and does not find it. Then he says, 'I will return into my house from which I came out,' and when he has come back, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes, and takes with himself 7 other spirits more evil than he is, and they enter in and dwell there. The last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Even so will it be also to this evil generation." While he was yet speaking to the crowds, look, his mother and his brothers stood outside, seeking to speak to him. Then one said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers stand outside, seeking to speak to you." But he answered him who spoke to him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And he stretched out his hand towards his disciples, and said, "Look, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother, and sister, and mother."